Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Oh, almost totally blew your whole segment then. Penelope Noir. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, look, not that fashionable today. Look at me. I'm just wearing like this over jerkin. Over some black on black.
Black on black.
Forgot we had the fashion segment this morning. And normally I really spruce myself up so I look really dandy, you know?
Yep. Just going a bit more cash today.
Yeah.
On this what, 211th?
211th day of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Certainly feel it today.
Did you feel that waning gibbous moon in the weekend? It's a waning gibbous moon. Beautiful. That was fashionable.
Yeah.
Went for a honeycomb colour on Saturday night, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday night. I didn't pay attention on Friday night.
There was that sort of eclipse once in a lifetime thing that everybody missed.
I thought it was going to be the end of the world.
Oh, did you?
Well, I read lots of people going, whoa.
What music did you have ready? Did you have any music ready for the end of the world?
No, I didn't actually. I just said, oh, I'll probably sleep through it.
Not night, everyone. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah.
The other world, what are you doing? Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you somewhere.
Bit of a lie
else.
Down.
Sarah, do you have any music playing for the end of the world? I'm sorry.
Don't know. I'll probably sleep through it too.
If everyone slept through.
You can't choose. You'd have decision paralysis.
What would be yours?
Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good.
Two.
Yeah, that's really good.
You get decision paralysis.
Things are falling over. World's the worst and the caving on itself. Massive serpents are coming out of things. And oh.
It's too punny.
No one's going to be judging you on your puns.
I'd be
it's the end of the world.
Myself.
Well, that's your end of the world. All right, Penny, let's get back to the job at hand. Fashion.
So today I thought we'd talk about the psychology behind makeup.
Good job. Did we start talking about that last week?
I can't remember.
I've splashed on a bit of makeup here and there. I did for my birthday the other day.
Did you? Yes, I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. So Isla decided that I needed for happy birthday. She said, sit down, I'm going to give you a makeover. And when an 8-year-old decides to give you a makeover, you know you're in good hands.
Yes. So, I especially like the bow in your hair.
No, I thought the bow was a little, I mean, it looked a little dressy with the bow.
I thought you could rock a bow every day.
But the colour of lipstick was perfect.
Yes.
And, yeah. Have you seen the photo?
I have. You showed me. And kind of tonally matched to the bow in your hair as well.
Oh, she's not stupid.
No.
You know, so yeah. But it does make me think, imagine being someone like a girl and having to wear makeup all the time. Well, not having to, but deciding to wear makeup all the time and then just adding up how much you spent on makeup and then what's in makeup even. And
yeah.
Do tell, Penny.
So I was kind of, I wasn't kind of. I was reading an article in The Guardian about Pat McGrath Labs, which you would have heard of.
No.
Oh, it's like a very famous, she's kind of like the most famous makeup artist in the world at the moment.
Mm.
And she does really incredible kind of things like, you know, super glitter eyes and, I don't know. It's
super glitter eyes.
Yeah, and of course Kylie Jenner becoming almost a billionaire at 20. She sold £360 million worth of makeup in the first 18 months of that brand.
Beg your bloody pardon.
Yeah,
£360 million worth of makeup
in 18 months. The first 18 months of it being available.
Do you know what? If you are starting up a business selling makeup. How are you so confident, like Jesus Christ, to be so confident to be able to have enough stock to be able to sell that much? You know what I mean?
Well, it's sold out.
Yeah, but
so how much is that in New Zealand?
It's just under $700 million New Zealand dollars.
Whoa.
Isn't that the whole of New Zealand's worth? You could buy 4 Prime Minister babies with that.
But it's just astounding to me that like it's such an, you know, you're making so much money out of, basically, is it women's insecurities?
Yes and no.
Yeah. So, so this is
a confronting question there, Penny.
So, so I kind of thought, I'm going to check this out. And basically, the 5 kind of key things that they've done studies on that people think are the reasonings, like kind of why you would enhance your makeup or what other key features.
Number one,
red lipstick.
Red lipstick.
Okay. Yep. Apparently more men. It influences how quickly men approach women in a bar. If you're wearing red lipstick, they're more likely to approach you than someone wearing brown or pink.
You know,
I don't know what sort of bar. Men will pretty much approach women in a bar anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the... this is terrible. But like the biological...
Oh,
kind of,
yeah, Sarah. Yeah. Did you have to? Yeah. People are still going to school.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
Penny knows. It's all right. It's called lipstick. Don't need to say it.
So... basically, everything comes down to the biological attractiveness. So
what you're saying, it's basically representing a fertile, healthy.
Yep.
Yeah. It's another one is blush. It indicates when a woman is most sexually viable. And
viable.
So, yeah, viable. And basically,
temperature wise, literally.
Yep. And it's so it comes down to kind of just. Procreation. Yeah, the ding is really like doing my head in.
I think that means it's pull it out of the oven, it's viable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kind of the other ones are foundation. Apparently that's kind of the main one because it evens skin tone out.
That's the one that everyone, like, if you don't wear makeup, I'll just put a little bit of foundation on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough though, French women on the whole are not down so much with foundation because they like to have clear skin. They won't, like, Americans are very known for like contouring, so like
Americans are shocking with it. They'll spade it on, and then they invent high definition TV, so they have to put more on.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like they will contour. If you think of the Kardashians, they like made their kind of name contouring. Like I imagine, you know, originally when they first started doing it, people look so different from being a contoured face to taking their makeup off because it just changes, you know. But apparently French women are kind of more inclined to enhance what their best features are as opposed to disguise other features.
Oh. Oh.
just really paying attention there.
No, I thought I was... yeah. But it wasn't. It was the...
There was a university... The University of Stirling in Scotland did... research on it. And
what's foundation made out of before you move off foundation? Just
depends. I don't know. Can be a bunch of things.
You've been putting it on your face for years and years and years and years. In fact, yeah. For the
paint.
It's the thing, no one knows what it's made out of.
It depends on the brand. It can be pigments, it can be based in glycerin, it can be based in oil, it can be based in water.
There's a lot of things it can be, but what is it?
If you're really hippy dippy, somebody once gave me a bronzer which was basically made of dirt, except on the back it's called dichotomaceous earth. Which is great.
Fancy dirt.
That's like a double eclectic gyrator.
Yeah, I'm here for the big words, guys. Putting it on your face and saying it's natural and it's just dirt. It's good.
I mean, so really, it is probably just dirt, isn't it?
I don't know. What's everything made out of?
I don't know. This is my question. Atoms. But there's that story, of course, that I keep coming back to so often about the skin of Chinese prisoners that was found in makeup, in English makeup. English stores that was being sold. There was like a...
What?
Oh.
Look it up. It's absolutely... Look, this is a wonderful world. All my good stories, I can just validate them all in the minutes nowadays. It's great.
Okay, would you want to tell the story first? Because
it's Penny's segment. I dare interrupt.
How about we hand it back to Penny then?
other things about the perception of wearing makeup are that there was this University of Stirling study done, and apparently men perceive women who wear makeup as more prestigious, whereas women perceive women as more dominant.
So the dominant woman with her garish smeared on makeup she's been wearing for 700 years strolls in and other women cower. Is that right? Is that the concept?
Wow.
Well, yeah, I guess so. They also, women like experience more jealousy towards other women wearing makeup.
Is it if it's a control thing, that makes sense with the dominance.
Mm.
Like, you look at a woman and you go, yes, you've taken control over the way you look. I bet you're not going to be a pushover.
Yeah, but apparently men don't see them as being dominant, a woman wearing makeup being dominant.
Right.
They just see them as being more prestigious, which is really, I don't know.
It's odd.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, hey, let's face it, they're men then. stereotypically societally dominant. So, yeah. Hi, Mike.
I'm just sitting right here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what is in Foundation, but maybe I can come back next week and.
We've got.
I don't think anyone wants to know. Obviously, nobody wants to know.
We've got a small list here. Some pigment, emollients, binding agents. Some also include wax. Some also include clay. A few of the most common types include silicon. Can also include mineral oil, alcohol, and minerals like titanium oxide and zinc.
Oh, that's all sweet then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to say pubes and toenails, but no, it's sweet as. It's just all emulsifiers and emollients and what the, all that stuff that you go. Oh, so I'm happy to put that on my face. Sure.
No lead anymore.
No lead. Although lead, it's got to be a great sunscreen. Yeah. Nothing's getting through that.
Yeah. Nothing's getting out. Nothing goes in. Nothing goes out. Hey, the thing is, that's a strange. Isn't it strange that no one knows what goes? And also, we're talking about the commercial world of makeup, that you've got the Jenner girl, what's her name? Kylie Jenner?
Yep.
That's such an amazing amount of money. And like, so, I mean, if that's how much turnover she made, half of it's got to be profit, surely, doesn't it? Like, cost of making the stuff's got to be half as much. Okay?
Yeah.
At least half as much. And so then what about all the other people in the world, all the other millions of companies in the world that make shitty makeup? Because there's millions of them, how do they all survive? Because there's so much shitty makeup out there, isn't there?
Yeah, but yeah. I guess because some people, you know, it's like anything really. There's some people that will spend more money on it, on more expensive makeup because they think it's like higher quality, it's better for their skin, that sort of thing. And then there's other people that are like, oh, well, I'm only going to spend $11 on this lipstick.
I'm only going to the RSA for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But I do want to look dominant.
Yeah. Or prestigious to men.
Binding agent. Someone said that sounds legit.
Binding agent. Yeah.
Oh, someone said DAA. What did he say? Sarah, that one that you mentioned. That's on the back. Dietetanomotomorphosis.
Hold on. There we go. I've got to log in. You've got the main computer.
No, I'm just asking. What's the
Oh, dichotomaceous earth.
That one. Yeah. Do you know what that is? Someone just texted in with the information.
Really?
Actually, fossilized microcrustacea and shells.
Yeah, dirt.
Yeah. Or no. The fossilised crushed
I heard you.
Animals.
Like sand.
Dead animals.
Yeah.
Dead animals from the past.
Binding agent, that sounds legit. Smear it.
Smear it, definitely smear it. If you've got any secrets, secret information about makeup that you'd like to pass on to us and the rest of the BFM listenership, give us a call 309-3879 because someone now there must know something dodgy about something.
Thank you for texting in with the full description of what dichotomaceous earth is. Listeners,
that's amazing.
BFM listeners are the best.
What about that time? What about that time? You know, you can mock Suzanne Paul all you like, but she...
Thousands of luminous...
That is the thing. I interviewed her on BFM once about that, and I found out something. And to her credit, she straight away admitted, yes. But that what's it called? The stuff.
Was it? Is this what
natural glow?
Natural glow. And I found out that before the interview that it's mortician's powder.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I was just about to. I was thinking, do I mention this on air? Is it libelous? It was mortician's makeup, and the reason it was so kind of shiny and lustrous is because they had bloody fiberglass in it.
I don't know about that part, which is why it had to be taken off
the market and then, you know, rejigged. And because it doesn't matter if you put it on a cadaver, but if you put it on a human,
it doesn't matter if you put it on a cadaver.
That's right. but that may be libelous. That may be by the time that Chinese whispered. I can't say that anymore. By the time the rumour gets around, it gets embellished.
All I know is it was a mortician's powder. She did admit to it straight away.
She admitted to it.
Yeah.
Good on her.
And now it's Thin Lizzy. She rocks a bit of Thin Lizzy. Hi, caller.
G'day. For the Adams family, they filmed it in black and white, and they would make the makeup lime or that sort of limey, greeny thing so that the faces would pop.
Good trick. Well done.
Because
well
it done, people. Red.
And I think the walls were pink. The
really?
Walls. Yeah. That's all I got on makeup.
I love the Addams Family.
Tricks in monochrome.
I love the Addams Family. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
That's a good makeup-related call. Hello, BFM.
Hang on. Let me turn that down. Yeah, just on the stuff that's in the makeup, it's diatomaceous.
Thank you.
Yeah. As in diatomaceous. It's a clay. It's used in all sorts of things, in industrial processes, all those sort of things, for cleaning stuff up.
Oh, wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay, I just had to let you know.
Thank you. BFM listeners are the best.
We used to sell, someone just texted in, we used to sell a 4-gallon drum of used deep fryer lard to make companies for $45 per drum. It was used to make up bases.
Okay.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hopefully that's before it's had the chips in it or not.
used deep fryer lard.
Well, that's revolting.
Is it more revolting than Chinese prisoners?
No.
That's a true story.
I can't believe what? So
BFM, good morning.
Hey, I just want to be the third male caller in a row.
Nice. Well done.
That's all. Have a great day.
Oh, I don't know if you're under the misconception that the females listen to the show, but still, good day. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye.
Hooray. I was just thinking the same thing, actually. I think this is interesting, isn't it, with the makeup. If you're left with three items of makeup to run with, that's all you could take. All you could pack in your bag. But lipstick, and eyeliner, and something else, what would you put?
Mascara.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. Eyelashes really turn you into a giraffe. Flutter, flutter, flutter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, I mean, what are your thoughts on the fake eyelashes? I mean, that's it. They're fun, aren't they?
Good fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's quite an unusual thing to do, isn't it? It's funny how we would go, fake eyelashes. They do look cool. But it's quite a weird thing. It's like, no one goes out wearing fake teeth, you know, just for the night.
Come on, you've definitely done that.
I have done that,
at least once.
A couple of times, but not, it's not a thing.
There's another makeup artist that was mentioned in the Guardian article. I think her name was Charlotte Tilbury, and she made her fortune on
fake noses,
false eyelashes.
Well, yeah, yep. There's money to be made there. I think, where are these New Zealand entrepreneurs getting involved in this? I'm not saying that Kylie Jenner's. I don't know. She could be really clever, you know? But I think she's just cashing in on her name. And surely there's smarter, more interesting people in New Zealand that could do just the same job.
I think in New Zealand we kind of like tend to concentrate more on being more natural and
bungee jumping in that.
Yeah, but I think there are makeup brands that are New Zealand based that are kind of more skincare. Kind of like,
yeah. I think we can justify ourselves as more of a skincare country.
Yeah, you're right.
So. Yeah. Sarah, what are your thoughts?
I didn't believe you, and I have to apologise because I'm looking at a Guardian article, which does indeed say a Chinese cosmetics company is using skin harvested from the corpses of executed convicts to develop beauty products for sale in Europe. As a Guardian investigation has discovered. What the
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say you're listening to the 95 BFM Mikey Havoc Breakfast Show. Chock-a-block full of facts. Thank you very much, Penny.
Ay, caramba.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.